gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the first ever, I'm not sure which episode this is, because this may air after certain episodes.
Yeah.
We're just going to leave this open-ended this week.
Yeah.
It is I, Mike Kerrigan, with my friend to the right this week, at Blacksmith Prime himself. You're not producing this week, but you're still America's favorite worst producer ever, Didi.
We're here, day after Busch Gardens.
We're very exhausted.
We're very, very exhausted.
But we're here at Gaylord Palms and Convention Center.
Yes.
We're here for their Goblins and Giggles getaway weekends.
So
it's another edition of our Exorcism Drive series, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit more family-friendly this week.
Very family-friendly this week.
So it's cool. We got a couple different activities. We have a story time with Morgana. They're going to read the kids some stories.
Yeah.
We got a scavenger hunt. We are doing that swamp witch, with the, molasses accent.
Yeah.
I think we're doing some trick-or-treating. We're going to do a spooky animal encounter. How are you withholding snakes?
I have no problem holding snakes.
Uh-huh.
Are you lying, or?
I'm being so serious. I used to work at the Science Center, so I'm good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have to talk about that on the actual episode of the podcast now.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we also have a monster mash. Ooh, like party time. So,
party fun. Let's do it.
I think we're getting ready to go up for some story time with Morgana and Grimm the Goblin.
Ooh, I'm nervous. I'm more of a
I think it's just story time. I think we're okay.
Okay, I hope so.
All right.
All right,
Didi, so we just got done with Morgana's story time. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah,
it's good.
Of course, if you got younger kids, it's gonna be great for them to do.
Yeah,
tells a story about acceptance that everybody's a little different. Whether it be small or tall or
or
orange or yellow or whatever.
Flat.
Yeah,
or round.
Triangle or rectangular.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was cool, and then, of course we played some charades afterwards. You even got involved.
They gave me the hardest one.
What was it?
Okay.
What was it?
The haunted house.
So you had some triangle action with your arms?
Some triangle action and then...
Ooh.
Blue face.
Ooh. Yeah, you had the... what's his name from Ghostbusters?
Winston.
The trained face of Ghostbusters 2. Alright, so now we're going to go and do the Halloween hide and seek scavenger hunt. Featuring Spookly the Square Pumpkin, which was the story we just read about.
I'm feeling he's the mascot of this whole thing.
I would assume so. I think you see him everywhere, basically.
Yeah, literally.
Between him and Grimm, the goblin that was with Morgana. So we're going to go and do some scavenger hunt and see if we can find all these squares pumpkins before the kids do. Wait a minute. Did they start already? Oh, they got a head start.
They did.
Oh, let's get out of here. Let's go find. All right, so we got Spookly's first hiding spot. Can only be found if you go to the... blank with five letters and spin round and round. Be sure to look closely at what you're coming. Wait a minute. All right. So neither one of us came in the front, lobby. But I'm almost positive I see, this pumpkin spinning around in that little spinning doorway thing that everybody always gets stuck in.
What is it called?
A lobby.
No.
When you go to the lobby, right?
This trick treat. Lobby finish?
What?
Look. First, last, trick, treat, blank, finish. Oh, it's supposed to be start.
The start? Yeah.
So that's what you write down.
But I think that's just like a special puzzle. I think up here, up the top, we actually have, where he's hidden at.
Oh, I knew that.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, so next one we got. The next place that Spookly just might appear is not very far. It's really quite blank. Splish, splash, splish, splash are the sounds you will hear.
It's so cool.
Huh? I'm really confused.
I'm so lost.
why are we so dumb? So, Didi, we're morons. We're overthinking this thing.
We are.
We're thinking, pool. No. It's just that it's near. It's really
near.
Close. Because as you can hear behind us, we have this little waterfall going on. So, this one. What do we got here, Deeds?
A ledge full of leaves is a great place to hide. But you can see Spookly with your eyes wide open. Oh, eyes open wide. With eyes wide open. But beware on your search, for this perch is a fright. It's guarded by what? Merch?
All day and night. I think we got to do that, the connect the dots. La, 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 la. Go connect the dots.
Oh.
Connect the dots. La, 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 la.
connect the dots. La, la, la.
All right, so we found Spookly. He's hanging out with these little baby alligators over here.
Wow,
we got some
so
turtles.
Cool.
We got some turtles in there, too.
That's really
cool.
There's
Michelangelo, Raphael.
Leonardo. Donatello. That's really cool.
Where's Metalhead? Where's Metalhead?
I know they had a whole gimmick here.
All right, so we got the next one. For his next hiding place, Spookly picked someplace bright. Edgar Allan and Poe thought the blank was just right. And since they're spiders, they did what spiders do. They spun lots of webs to hide them from view.
What?
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 All right, so we got a word puzzle. We can see what we can find here. All right, I don't know if they just made this really difficult or we're just really dumb. Maybe it's a mixture of both.
I'm really curious. This is the hardest scavenger of all time.
So the kids are running around. Hopefully they're doing better than we are because this is bad. This is really bad.
This is hard. Like, what?
All right, Dee, we really don't feel as bad because we finished faster than the kids.
Well, we technically didn't finish. We still haven't found the two spots.
The two spots? What's two spots?
We haven't found...
The Key West one we saw earlier.
But we haven't found Everglades, and we haven't found Fort. We need to actually find them. We can't cheat like that.
Oh, come on. Nobody's going to know, except
we have
everybody
to be,
listens to the podcast.
We have to be examples for the children.
All right, let's
we
go.
We did it for the children.
All right, Rikishi. All right, so now we officially found all the Spookly pumpkin.
That's right. So
we can't say we cheated.
That's right. So for you kids out there that's like, they cheated. We didn't. We actually got it.
We went around. You know, we went up top of the fort. We saw it.
Yeah, this place is huge, man.
This place is massive.
I never really explored this place before. Like last time we were here to record a show.
Oh, yeah. We like ran from one place to the next, right?
Yeah, we were blazing. Now we got some time like, to really explore. And man, this place is huge. You can spend all day here.
And that's not to mention you still got like the whole convention center area.
Yeah.
You got the pool stuff.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I don't think we're staying, but they have a movie at the pool tonight.
Are you serious?
Goosebumps.
I love that movie.
With Jack Black? Yeah.
Yeah. And the sequel.
It's a shame Jack
really,
Black doesn't have it. Or not in it.
It's not in it. No one's in it. It's the original movie.
Yeah. It's like the girl from Jumanji and then the kid from It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird.
And a bunch of other no names.
Oh. But yeah, this place is massive, and I love it, especially because you can walk around the atrium even when it's raining or it's hot. Like inside, it's like a comfortable 70 degrees inside here.
Yeah, I'll say that. Yeah,
deliciousness. I love it. Let's go claim our prize.
Let's go claim our prize. Woo!
We beat the kids. We beat the kids.
We beat the children.
We actually did go around and find all the Spooklies. We were gonna cheat, and we're just like, yeah, we know where it is.
It's his idea.
But no, he said we had to actually go back and find all of them.
And we found all of them.
We did. We walked
really
in.
We did.
We even climbed the fort and everything.
We did.
All right, dudes, we're in the Everglades Arcade with Deal or No Deal. We got some Jurassic Park. We got some Space Invaders. But more importantly, we're going to be doing escape room from the Swamp Witch.
With the molasses.
We're hearing that it's kind of spooky, but it's family friendly at the same time.
Okay.
So it should be fun.
Should be fun. Shouldn't be like Theater to Escape. Like that,
scaring the poop out of us all the time.
Scaring the poop out of us every single second. It's like, we could be scaring the kids. That's the goal. But that's the coolest Space Invaders game of all time.
Oh, yeah. They have one like that over at Main Event, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All right. Let's get ready for some escaping.
Let's do it.
Yes.
All right, Deed, so we just finished the Swamp Witch Revenge escape room.
Yeah.
With the kids. Say hi, kids.
Hi. What's up?
It was actually really cool. I liked it.
Yeah, it was really neat for a hotel escape
room. Yeah, for a hotel escape room. They did a really good job.
Really good job.
I thought so. It's funny. So the riddle that they give you in the very beginning, I called it from the get. Don't say what it was. It was really cool. I liked the way that they did it. They had it set up. The actress, the Swamp Witch. I can't remember what the
molasses.
Character.
Molasses. Let's call her Witch Molasses.
But, dude, did she not have that accent? Like,
yeah, she did.
From Bongtown, Louisiana.
Louisiana, Tallahassee.
Oh, yeah, she was
not
in Tallahassee.
Not Tallahassee, Florida. I'm talking about Tallahassee, Mississippi.
It was really well done.
Yeah,
of course,
awesome.
It was a little spooky. I mean, it wasn't scary by any means.
It was scary,
but it, it, But the actress tries to make it, you know, spooky for the kids.
Yeah, so it's very, it works. Some of them were a little creeped out.
Very kid-friendly. But, of course, you know, if kids aren't paying attention or if they're doing some naughty stuff, she's going to yell at you. There was another group of kids in there with us. She was yelling at them quite a bit.
You put that down, boy.
Oh, yeah.
You put that laser down. You ain't going to use it no more.
Yeah, you put that laser down.
You.
Do you know what a laser is, Swamp Witch, Nelly? Do you know what that is? It was so cool, though. I really liked it. It was really a lot of fun. I was really impressed with the way that they did it.
Yeah, it was really cool.
So how much time did they give us at the very beginning?
30 minutes.
30 minutes, and so we finished with 11 minutes left.
That's a record.
That's pretty good.
Better than our Dare to Escape record. plus 10 minutes.
Yeah. I think that's because of these, you know, weirdos scaring us the entire time, too.
Hey, that was fun.
So we're getting ready to go do some trick-or-treating. We still got like 10 minutes left, but maybe we'll go get a drink or something.
Heard.
Yeah, let's go get some candy.
Let's go.
Trick-or-treat. I don't want Sam to yell at me, so yeah.
I do.
So we're currently walking around the atrium inside Gaylor Palms. We're doing some trick-or-treating. They have a...
Trick-or-treat.
Oh, that's lovely. You sing for a living?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so pretty.
Thank you.
Oh. So we, I think there's 7 spots all around the atrium. We just hit 3 already. You know, you pick, you get your little tiny little bag with the googly eyes. It's cool. They look like little shopping bags. They got 2 up front and then all around the atrium. Like we just went to Key West, and we're hitting her all around. Go get some candy. I got some Mr. Good Bars in there, I think. Some Twix.
That's what they're called, Good Bars?
Yeah, Mr. Good Bar. Isn't that what it's called?
I thought they were called Good Years.
I don't want to eat no tires. let's go get some more candy. All right, so we just got all our candy. We're getting ready to go into the spooky animal encounter. Didi, I see some snakes over there. Are you gonna touch the snake?
Yeah, I like snakes. They're actually really cool.
I'm
actually not scared of snakes.
You gonna touch it? For real?
Mm-mm. Oh, you're scared?
Baby alligators.
Where's baby alligators?
That's what it says. I don't know where they are.
Oh, I don't see them. Oh, there's one. There's a couple laying in the back over there. In the back. Really? See him? All the way in the back. He's like laying like a little rock. TD's over there touching. You actually touching the snake?
Yeah.
No, I'm good. No, I'm good. Thank you. That's fine.
She's very, very fast out.
She looks lovely.
Banana pudding is her name.
Banana pudding. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Little pudding.
So are they almost like domesticated in a way?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, because I mean, well, these are only because they've been only like hand raised and hatchling. Yeah. Now we rescued these two, so they were kind of left abandoned.
Please don't put your fingers in the mouth.
They were rescued through very bad contact. Let us know. Rescued them and bringing them back to full health, basically.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you rescue them recently?
No, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been about 6 months.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Those calls happen quite a bit from people that get a lot of reptiles and they just leave them because they don't know how to handle them. I mean, look at the Everglades, for instance. People will have these large snakes. They outgrow their home or where they're living and they think they will just release them. But then it becomes a huge issue.
Yeah.
Which okay? Which one?
So I know they have those hunts.
You know, you're like, wait, where's my German Shepherd? Where did he go? He was in the backyard. He's gone.
Now this is a cherry head red-footed tortoise. His name's Cherry.
Oh wow.
Yes.
He wants out so bad.
This guy. Now these particular species are omnivorous. They like to eat meat and plants. So usually I cut them up a pretty much a Caesar salad. Yeah, except for the croutons. They're gluten free.
Yeah, they have sweet tomatoes.
Oh, like mom.
They get to have sweet tomatoes.
Oh, no, mom, that's sweet.
Is it?
That was the quickest turnaround I think I've ever seen. Nope, snakes, I'm out.
Dad, if I touch it, you touch it.
The snake? No, that's okay.
Mm-mm. No, you have to.
No?
It's all right.
They really
are. It's all right, sir.
Touch it.
No, that's okay. Yeah, so we're, we got to pet, some snakes. You had, like, 3 different snakes?
Yes.
Well, 3 were... The ball pythons. One was full grown.
Yeah.
And then they had the...
The python from Australia.
Yeah, it was like a... Watch out, buddy. It was like a jungle carpet snake or something like that, right?
Something like that.
He was cool looking. then the two different turtles, or one tortoise, one turtle. That turtle wanted out in the worst possible way.
Yeah, the smaller, the box turtle wanted out.
He was active.
Like, hardcore. He was like, get me out of here!
I guess that's why the story wasn't the turtle in the hair, because the turtle was actually pretty fast. He was like, as soon as they put him down, he's like, oh, trying to run back out.
Right?
Watch where you're going. So we're going off to the, oh God, what are they calling it now? There you go, Monster Mash. So we're going to go party with some goblins and vampires and witches and stuff.
Yes. Party hard.
Let's dance. All right, Didi, we're inside here at the Monster Mash Bash, inside the Orange Blossom Ballroom that we got lost going to. Totally thought it was at the convention center and went in. Yeah, totally wrong area. So they had a nice little dance area. You got some punch, cookies, brownies, cake pops. But one of the coolest part, they have a DJ in here. But it's like this...
mannequin.
It's a skeleton. It's not a mannequin. It's a skeleton, sir. It's a real skeleton up there. And she's DJing. She's kind of creepy. I feel bad because I don't understand what she's saying. she's sleeping or beatboxing?
She says she's gonna take a quick nap.
Oh, all right. All right. So we're the only ones in here so far.
So far.
So I guess we'll be dancing by ourselves for a little while.
There you go.
How's the cookie?
Oh my God.
It's actually chocolate chip raisin. So
oh, chocolate chip raisin. Oh, you don't like the raisin?
No.
Oh. Whoa. Trivia. What music is this? What movie? Come on.
I know.
Really?
I really don't know.
They just started with Daylight Come. I want to go home.
Oh,
yeah, there he goes. Oh, my gosh. Come on.
It's almost Halloween. There's so much to do.
I know you love living in Spooksville, Black, but I don't. Living 6 feet under with the monsters and the maniacs? It's just not for me. Look, what I'm trying to say is, I don't want to make tricks for Halloween anymore, and I'm running away from Spooksville.
Oh my goodness. This just took a turn, ladies and gentlemen.
I live there, all of our friends. How am I going to explain to Creature in Black Lagoon? She drew you for secret jack-o'-lantern.
And almost everyone, especially you, Vlad, but I can't keep pretending to be what I'm not.
You're Vladimir's best friend, that's what you are. If you go, I go.
But you love living in Spooksville.
Stop
tricks
talking with the witch.
How are you going to sleep at night without me?
I go. As long as we have each other, Vladimir is a happy vampire.
Aww.
We are best friends. Right?
Right.
Oh, I was waiting for that.
Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
I need to hear a song.
Blossoms of a high life. The angels you can ask.
A sister or brother.
But they can just.
All right, Didi, we just finished up our time at the Goblins and Giggles Gateway Weekends at Gaylord Palms. This is a great event for families staying here on property.
Yeah, it's really neat. Something to do.
Yeah.
For all the kids while during the dance party, you want to kind of escape for a little bit, your parents?
So the kids inside the room, I don't think we should be doing that. it was really cool. Like, if you just want to take a day off in the park and you're here at the hotel, you just want to relax a little bit, just walk around the hotel, you know, atrium and whatnot, but it's a really cool deal.
Yeah, and like explore a little bit, kind of see what's up.
Oh, yeah, that's the way we came in.
Yeah, and kind of see what's up with the hotel, kind of take a little mini tour.
Yeah, because it brings you all around.
Literally, because I didn't know anything about this hotel.
Easily, like, the most surprising thing was the
escape room. Easily.
And I think they have a breakfast with characters as well. Of course, we didn't do that. We came, you know, later in the evening. But yeah, great time. So, of course, if you're staying out here at Gaylord Palms, definitely check out all the activities.
Yes.
Great, great deal here.
Yes.
And, of course, thank you to Gaylord Palms for having us out to check out all the events. Great time.
Thank you.
And I'm sure we'll be back out here again soon.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe for Christmas time when ice is coming.
Ice.
It's a Christmas story this year.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, it's going to be great. All right, guys, that's going to be it for us from the Good Brothers. Too sweet.
Get hype. Woo!